Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the head of the Southern Nevada Water Authority, Pat Mulroy, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
For help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're always delighted to welcome back to the program Pat Mulroy. She's the general manager of the Southern Nevada Water Authority. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you, Sam. It's always a delight to be here.
But not a delight in terms of some of the news. Henry Breen covers the story for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and his headline is, "Work on Lake Mead Water Intake Leaves Valley Down to Its Final Straw." How concerned are you about the limited amount of width you have here to get water?
Well, Henry didn't write the headline, because if you read the story, I mean, the story is all about this emergency project that we're constructing, where we pulled the trigger on it a couple months ago. And we've never had as low a release from Lake Powell to Lake Mead as we did this year. And it was a huge wake-up call. And it had nothing to do with the tunnel project. I mean, even if the tunnel project were completed, this emergency project would have been needed, because it's all about the pump station. And it leaves us down to one set of pumps for the whole valley, which is why we knew we would have to take it down in order to do the connection. So we planned it during the winter months. That's what I said to the board. I said, we've got to get this work done between October and May, because that's our window of opportunity. So am I worried? I was delighted at last week's rain. At the rain we had, the downpour we had. I was delighted at the saturating of the soils a couple of months ago when we had those downpours. So things have gotten a little bit better. But you know, and I know, it can turn on a dime and it can go dry again. The lake is at a precarious level. That low of a release is going to cause the lake to go down further. So if you know anyone who does good snow dances, could you please put them on the job?
Well, I think DRI can help with cloud seeding.
We'll seed our way out of this one.
But you're not looking at a drone program to assist anytime in the near future?
No, I'm not.
You did a piece for the Las Vegas Sun where you were talking about climate change and talking about the runoff within the next year. It's getting to be at pretty scary levels if we don't have a healthy winter for the Colorado.
This is really a benchmark winter for us. I mean, if we have another bad winter like last winter, we better buckle our seatbelt because we're going to have some real issues. If we have a good winter, which we're all hoping for, then we'll get a little bit of relief. But Sam, we're going to be in this position forever. I mean, I believe that climate change is real, and for me it's not a matter of religion, for me it's a matter of science. And I don't care what you want to call it, for us at a practical level, it's a severe drought. And it's gone on now already for 14 years. The question is, how much longer can it go? And all you have to do is go back in paleohistory, and you're going to see 20, 30, 40-year drought periods that have befallen the Colorado River. So the states right now are in discussion about what short-term measures can we take to help prop those lakes back up. I mean, Lake Mead today is 10 feet higher than it would normally be because we and Arizona and California have been storing water in Lake Mead and not taking it out.
And what is the response of the other states? I know in the past, obviously, it's been the most contentious issue, but are there states that have an excess of water that can contribute to this?
Look, we're all water short. There is that great discussion about, you know, who has what allocation on the river. That's a paper allocation. Sitting here today, we're in real time. What's written on that piece of paper is meaningless. We all have our customer base. We all have the water that our customers are consuming. We're all in the midst of conservation efforts. No one state is going to go down while the others prosper, and no one state is going to be left whole while the others suffer. We're all going to be in this together, one way or the other. So it's not a matter of taking from one party or another party. It's all of us putting everything we can forward to help the entire system get through this difficult period.
As you look back in history, and going back even to ancient history...
Not that old.
No, I said looking, not being. You know, we talk in the North about when Lake Tahoe is full, the drought is over. Otherwise, we're always in a perpetual drought as well. Is there a time when you see back in the past where Lake Mead was full, Lake Powell was full?
Oh, my heavens, yes, 2000. Lake Mead was almost at full capacity, and Lake Powell was quite healthy. So we've just come out of a very wet period, and we've entered a dry period. So the question becomes, how long is that dry period?
All right, let's take a break. More with Pat Mulroy when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Pat Mulroy. She's the head of the Southern Nevada Water Authority. So the third straw, the work on that. When you started out this project, you knew it was going to be tough. Did you think it was going to be this tough?
Yes, it's been a white-knuckle project from the very beginning. I mean, I know the amount of preparatory work and the amount of planning and design that went in to this project, and I know how anxious the engineers were going into this project. Look, a mining project, and talk to any of the mining companies in Nevada, and they'll tell you if a mining project is anything, it's unpredictable. Well, this is a mining project at the end of the day. And it's just made even more difficult that you have the hydrostatic pressure from Lake Mead sitting above it. And so you have all this water inflow coming into the lake. So, yes, we knew it was going to be very difficult. We knew it was going to be far more difficult than even the second intake was back in the mid-90s, because there you were just coming into the side of essentially the cliff wall going into the lake. To go all the way underneath to this low of an elevation, I mean, it wouldn't be possible if Lake Mead was above a certain elevation. At that point, we can't even, we have to stop the project, so.
And at this point, again, there's been announcements of more delays. When do you anticipate that this could actually be online?
Right now, the engineers are very optimistic, but there are still some precarious moments ahead when we go underneath the Las Vegas Wash. And that docking moment when the GPS unit had better work and that boring machine finds the soft eye of that intake structure.
Because that's already in place, correct?
That's already in place, that's anchored, that's ready to go. So we have two more precarious moments that we know we have to get through. But right now, the engineers are very optimistic that by October of next year, they will dock with the intake structure.
Let's talk about growth. We're starting to see housing developments springing up again. There's a great deal of optimism across Nevada, but especially here in Southern Nevada. How do you see it from an economic point of view from the Southern Nevada Water Authority?
Well, you know, this community did such an amazing job of reducing the amount of water it uses by a third while they were still expanding by 400,000 people. Look, we just went through the ugliest economic time Southern Nevada's ever been through. And so from our vantage point, the developers have a whole new way of building. They are extremely frugal in the water use in terms of kinds of houses they build and the landscapings that they put in. So I think we're in great shape, and I'm delighted to see that there is an economic uptick.
As you look at the amount of hookups and potential hookups, where would you compare this to? Because obviously it's not 5 or 6 years ago, but where would you place it?
Oh, it has still got a long way to go to get back to even what we would consider the 1980s style growth, which
wow.
was just that steady, steady 3-4% every single year. We got a ways to go. But we've gone from connection charges being an indicator. We've gone from 3 million to 19 million. So it's getting better.
Okay, by comparison, for those that may not be aware, what was it at the peak?
Oh, $188 million a year.
Wow. As you look at the water that you already own up in Northeast Nevada,
mm-hmm.
Where are we in the planning process and potential process of actually building a pipeline?
Well, Sam, as I told you before, our number one objective is to continue to utilize the facilities that we've already invested in, that the community is already paying for in Lake Mead, and make use of Lake Mead for as long as we possibly can. We are maintaining our water rights. Obviously, we're being sued. What a surprise. So we're going through what we expected to be a longer litigation period, and we are maintaining our water rights. We're meeting the obligations of our mitigation agreements and our stipulations that we signed, and we're going to continue to maintain that as our emergency supply if Lake Mead really starts collapsing on us and there are no possible answers within the larger Colorado River framework.
How long would it take to actually build that pipeline? Because
the whole thing would be 15 years.
15 years.
Right. The first phase is probably 5 or 6. And it was in consideration of that that we put elevation 1075 in Lake Mead in as a trigger. So if Lake Mead hits 1075, which is also the first shortage declaration, at that point, the board has to decide whether to go into design and construction. Now, we have brought together this large citizens committee that looked at rates and charges for the last 18 months. Their 2014 job is to look at facilities, both in terms of another pump station out at Lake Mead, and in terms of what are the conditions under which we, the community, would want the in-state project to begin.
Does that give you enough time if the drought continues? Is 5 years a short enough time to be able to make sure that this valley does not, you know, suffer dramatically?
The engineers would have loved to have done it sooner.
Right.
I think it's a great balance point between there being enough of a need to where the public doesn't think we're just doing it for the sake of doing it, and having enough time to at least get phase one done.
You know, when I lived in Northern California in the mid-70s, and they had a huge drought in Marin County, mainly because they didn't have... Okay, well, you remember...
Caught the shower water and took it outside to the yard.
Was it 77? 77 gallons a day per person, which is nothing. Navy showers, flush for number two but not for number one. That was day-to-day living.
I don't think that's sustainable over the long run.
No, I mean, not over the long run.
Doing that for a short period of time, maybe. And see, that's the difficulty with the Colorado River. It's taking a long time to get to those critical elevations, which means it'll take a while to recover from them as well.
All right, let's take a break. More with Pat Mulroy when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Sparks Tile and Stone has a huge selection of natural stone, granite, ceramic, porcelain, mosaic, and decorative tile. We're located in Sparks at 935 South Rock Boulevard. Our experienced staff is here to help you choose the right styles and colors in our design center. Let Cindy and the staff at Sparks Tile and Stone help you with your next remodeling project.
Come see us at Sparks Tile and Stone for all your tile, granite, and natural stone needs.
We both work two jobs to cover the bills and make sure we can still do the things we love. There's no way we could afford health insurance on top of that. It's scary, but we didn't have any other options. Luckily, the government is paying for some of the costs. And our family will be covered in January. And that is a huge relief.
The federal health care law requires all of us to have health insurance by 2014. Enroll in a health plan today at NevadaHealthLink.com, and depending on your income, you could receive help from the federal government with your insurance costs. At NevadaHealthLink.com, you can purchase certified health insurance plans that are high quality. Regardless of the amount you pay, you won't be denied, even if you have a previous health condition. Nevada Health Link, built by Nevadans for Nevadans. Enroll before December 15th and be covered in January. Find a plan that's right for you at NevadaHealthLink.com. Or by calling 855-7-NV-LINK. That's 855-768-5465.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Pat Mulroy. She heads up the Southern Nevada Water Authority. Okay, so one of the saddest headlines I've read, not for you, but for me, because I love you being on this program, is Water Czar Pat Mulroy says it's time to retire.
Absolutely.
Okay, you've been with the Water Authority in one way or another 25 years, right?
No, I've been the head of the Water Authority, Water District, for 25 years. I started at the district 30 years ago, and I've been the general manager of the Water Authority since its inception in 91. And, you know, you wait for that golden moment when everything is okay to exit. There was probably a month in 2000 I missed that window of opportunity. So... yeah, it's time for me to do something else. I'm not sure what that something else is yet, but I'm excited.
Well, first of all, best moment at the Water Authority, worst moment at the Water Authority?
The best moment at the Water Authority, I would say, was there are two of them, the 2007 shortage agreement and the agreement with Mexico, which really gave us the opportunity to survive this drought. The worst moment, and I'll never forget it, was the spring of 2002, when we had taken a 50-year resource plan to the board after we had inked all the agreements of the 90s with when Bruce Babbitt was still secretary. And my team came in for our usual Monday morning meeting, and they sat down and looked at me and said, "We have huge problems." And I went, "Really? And what would those be?" Well, Arizona put us on notice that they couldn't bank for us anymore. Lake Mead was dropping like a rock below the elevation where we could overuse it, and we were already drawing 325,000 acre feet out of Lake Mead. So we went from having a resource plan that was robust for 50 years exclusively from the Colorado River to having nothing. Now, since we have to submit that to the state engineer, and the board has to adopt one every single year, if it has a hole in it, the state engineer won't sign subdivision maps, the bankers won't loan. I mean, the economic consequences of it were dramatic. So taking this whole ocean liner that we had going in this one direction and turning it 180 degrees in order to change the way Southern Nevada uses water, embark in conversations with our neighbors, and have to pull the trigger on going for hearing on the in-state project and start the third intake, was an enormous undertaking. And there were some very, very difficult moments in that.
When you look at the potential, and it's pretty good potential, that this valley is going to increase by another million residents, mm-hmm. Will there be water there for them?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I will be using water a lot differently. And look at the way we've changed and the way we're growing. Because we reuse 93% of our water, the inside use, which is what growth usually brings in its wake, isn't of any concern to me. What's of concern is outside use. And I have to give the developers and the commercial builders a whole lot of credit. They've really taken the water issue to heart, and they've been extremely creative in what they've done on the outside. You see, look at the next generation. I mean, I've been laughing about this. My kids' generation is moving into high-rises downtown Las Vegas. They want to live that urban, edgy lifestyle, right? From a water purveyor standpoint, that's heaven.
You're dancing.
I'm dancing. There are no big quarter-acre lots with lots of grass around them. Las Vegas will be an urban area. It won't be a pastoral suburban area.
You haven't set an actual date yet for your resignation. You're waiting to take effect. You're waiting until the transition is ready. But what thoughts have been dancing in your head since you finally made the decision? I mean, you could go anywhere you wanted to go. You can stay here and be a consultant. You can go on the national stage if you want to. You can even go international. What things have been running around in that mind of yours?
You know what? I am still in... at that stage where I'm just sorting through things. And yes, there are opportunities in all those venues. I have to take my family into consideration. I have to take, you know, a whole bunch of factors in. So my energy's right now, until I know that the ship that is the Southern Nevada Water Authority is on a steady course, I'll worry about myself once I get that in place.
Okay, but you've traveled, like, for example, you know, you've been good friends with Israel and looking at a lot of things that they've been doing. Water is the number one issue in the world.
It is. Rapidly becoming more so.
So, I mean, do you have any desire to go to places like Africa and deal with some of the situations that they're dealing with? Because a lot of
I'll be honest with you, Sam. A part of me wants to give back. I mean, as a water professional, for me to know that every 2 seconds there's still children dying of waterborne diseases, and that women are still not able to get an education because their entire day is spent carrying water over tens of miles from wherever it is to their village. And I see the need as the global population explodes from today's 7 billion to 9 billion at a conservative estimate, the need to grow more food with less water. I see the dynamic and the issues becoming more intense. There's a part of me that wants to give back to those that are less fortunate. So whether I do that through a volunteer organization or whether I do that professionally, I don't know yet. But at some level, that is one of the things that I do want to do.
To be continued. Pat Malloy, thank you always.
Thank you, Sam.
We'll be right back.
Why Marshall Realty?
Experience, results, and compassion is why we are number one. You get the most experienced team that is passionate about your results. Bottom line, we do truly care. Call me today and find out exactly why.
Toyotathon. How can I help?
Hey, Jan. I love the Tundra I got last year. I'm here to get the new one.
The new redesign is pretty tough.
Tundra's the toughest truck I've ever had. My son's getting my old one.
Sweet. Am I getting the boat, too?
Right now, during Toyotathon, get 0% APR financing on the new redesigned 2014 Tundra. For more great deals, visit Toyota.com. Toyotathon is on. Toyota. Let's go places.
I look at her and I see my future. She is the promise that gives meaning to each new day. Her love holds us close and guides us. She is, and always will be, my everything. The center of my universe from Forevermark. The diamond, the promise. Available at Rogers Jewelry.
Why short sale now?
The Tax Forgiveness Act is the biggest benefit for homeowners ever. The Fresh Start program allows homeowners to buy a home after 1 year, and I will personally guarantee you full debt release or you never short sale, period.
On the next broadcast, George Harris joins us. We'll see you then.